Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's also Monday, and on a Monday, we do our Monday mailbag.
Yes, we do. Go through all the emails we receive, drive@jacarandafm.com, and we try and help someone out with a problem.
Hi, Robin Roz.
Hi.
I was at a market over the weekend and I saw something that absolutely baffled me. While at one of the food stalls, I saw a child licking the tomato sauce bottle. For obvious reasons, this is pretty disgusting. I was about to say something to the kid when their dad called them. I went to dad and asked him to explain to his kid that this wasn't acceptable, and he told me to mind my own business. Later, I saw the child again, and I thought about telling the kid that licking bottles of sauce is not on, but I decided against it. Should I have said something? Is it okay to scold someone else's child? Anonymous. There is a lot happening in that Monday mailbag.
Imagine getting yourself a nice boerewors roll with extra caramelized onions and you're walking over to the condiments table and a child has the tomato sauce bottle in their mouth.
No, absolutely not.
Surely someone must have a wet wipe somewhere.
I mean,
this is a parent in me coming out to be like, you must have a wet wipe somewhere. Just wipe the bottle and
if I watch you wipe that bottle, I'm still not putting it on my buri roll. But the shop will go and fetch another one from the back. Thank you very
who's
much.
Who's responsible here? The owner of the stall to say, please don't do that to my product. Because that is a direct impact op my as a besigheidseienaar.
Yes.
Want Rob en Raz en Joe gaan nie jou boerie rolls koop nie, want hy kan nie tomaties sal sal opsit nie, want jou kind het dit in sy mond gehad. Nee, julle.
But like, the question is, should I have said something? Is it okay to scold someone else's child? I don't think anyone's going to say yes to that. Like, I couldn't imagine myself going up in public and shouting at someone I don't know's kid. Like, that I can't imagine doing.
Luister, my answer is not heeltemal nee nie. I wouldn't do it. But if I was in a position where my kids were doing something and I was maybe like not seeing what they were doing.
Yeah.
If someone, an adult, could see that my kids were licking the tomato sauce bottle, I would, if I wasn't there to tell them off, I would expect the adult to say something like, "Moenie nou vir hulle verskree nie," but take them aside and say, that is used by the public. That is not your tomato sauce bottle at home. And I hope to all hopes that you are not using the tomato sauce bottle at home in the way you just used this public one. That is nie okay nie.
Should you be allowed to scold someone else's child?
Maar praat mooi.
Dis die ding, hoe mooi praat mens?
Ja, because that's also then the line.
There's always levels.
Maar ook, laat ek net vir die record state. My kids are not out here licking tomato sauce bottles. Not at home, not in public spaces. I've got that mom look now. Ek gee vir jou een kyk, dan weet jy moet ophou. What it is you're doing, I can be on the other side of the rugby field and my kids will know this look and they'll immediately get in line. Moms know that look.
See, for me, I don't have the luxury of that because I've got a toddler and I had a similar sort of situation where he was walking past the table and he was like, oh, that, you know, that glass of Coke looks nice, and he put his hands in the Coke and I had to offer to like pay for the glass of Coke for the other kid because he was like, oh, that looks nice, let me just grab that. And then luckily the store was like, no, it's fine, it happens, you know, we've got kids around here. So it also depends on how old the kid is, because you can't have a 10-year-old licking a bottle of tomato sauce.
0848500942. Should I have said something? Is it okay to scold someone else's child? That is the question this afternoon. If you see a kid sucking on a bottle of tomato sauce that belongs to all at a market somewhere, say ya eats. We're chatting this afternoon, the Monday mailbag. I can't get over it.
So, can I give a recap?
Yes, please.
I was at a market over the weekend, saw something that baffled me. At one of the food stalls, I saw a child licking the tomato sauce bottle. It's very disgusting. I was about to say something to the kid when the dad called them. I went to the dad and he told me to mind my business when I said it wasn't acceptable what his child was doing. Later, I saw the kid again and I didn't tell the child off, even though I was thinking about it. Should I have said something? Is it okay to scold someone else's child?
Because when a kid's blatantly disbehaving in public, and you go to the parents and you're like, listen, please just have a word with this. And the parent is like, shut up. Now what must happen?
That's so awkward, hey?
It's awkward.
But if you can see dat jou kinders nonsense aanjaag en jy sê niks daaroor nie, die verantwoordelikheid lê by jou. Die verantwoordelikheid lê by jou. And if someone is taking that responsibility into their hands to discipline your child in a proper manner, then full steam ahead.
You see, Alicia sent us this.
Hi, Jacaranda. Absolutely not. I am that parent that if you ever had to scold my child, I don't care who you are, whether you are their grandmother, whether you are their auntie, whoever you are, I will never, ever, ever allow it. I don't care what they do, you come and tell me, I am their mother. But I'm that parent that would literally start a fist fight.
Straight up.
Alicia is out here telling us the truth. But the thing is, she said, come and tell me.
Yeah.
Anonymous went to this child's dad and was told to mind his business.
Yes.
Deirdre said, fair enough, he doesn't want other people to have a go at his child, but surely he should be concerned with his own child's health. Van vavas tyd te maat die soos. Voor die kind in hulle mond gesit het.
Yeah, Ashley says, hi guys, if it was someone's child I knew, then maybe, but I don't think I'd say something to a stranger's kid. I'll be honest, I mean, I don't have kids. I'd be like Leisha though. Like, don't ever, ever, ever speak to my child. I would throw my toys.
You know what? I get it. I get Leisha, and I am Leisha sometimes.
Yes.
Mar, I feel like as a parent... And as parents, Chris and I are very much on top of our children's discipline.
Ja.
Hulle luister wanneer hulle gesê word, want ons wil ook nie sleg lyk nie. Like, I can't think of myself in this dad's position. I would be so embarrassed. Want wat leer jy jou kind by die huis dat hy dink dit is okay?
Precies.
Om publieke tamatiesous bottels te gaan lek.
Did you see Matthew's message?
No.
It's not okay to scold the kid, but it's definitely okay to go over and lick dad's burger to show him how gross it is.
Imagine
someone just
jokes.
Walks over to you at the market and licks you.
Matthew's got jokes. Listen, we got a message from another Roz. Always nice to hear from Roz. If you think licking the tomato sauce bottle is inappropriate, when my son was about 2, he's now 30, a lady sitting behind me at a restaurant tapped me on the shoulder and said, I'm not sure if it's your child, but he's under our table licking my leg. Toddlers are ungovernable. Toddlers are ungovernable. We got a lot of messages in as well about you got to take into consideration the child's age. You have to be aware that soms, as hulle 2 is, is dit baie moeiliker om te verduidelik. Maar as 'n ouer het jy steeds die verantwoordelikheid om te sê, luister, moenie dit doen nie, my lief.
Maybe it's at every age. Because we'll wrap up with Natalie's message. Guys, you think that's bad? I was with my mom, who is a pensioner, at a restaurant a couple of years ago, and she licked the tomato sauce bottle after putting tomato sauce on her chips and then screwed it back up and put it on the table. Your own mother. Now who must discipline them?
Children and the elderly.